The Spanish Fly Flashbacks Podcast. Highlighting the best of hip-hop and R&B.
This episode of the Spanish Fly Flashbacks is brought to you by Villains and Saints Clothing. For the hottest streetwear and the latest fashion, go to villainsandsaintsclothing.com.
Hey, how's everybody doing out there? We're live now, right?
All right. Live-ish,
somewhat. The mic's open. Well, let me see if I remember my name. It's been a while since I've done this, so let me see. What is it, Spanish Fly or something like that?
I can't remember.
I'm kind of a fucking mosca right here doing this podcast.
This is an experience. Don't forget that part.
The Spanish Fly Experience. Coming to you live somewhat here in the city of Fresno, the taco capital of the world.
Yeah.
And so everywhere I drive around this bitch, there's taco trucks everywhere. How come no one liked this the first time I lived out here?
Because they knew you left. They're all like,
oh shit, now we can breathe. Yeah, but you think they would want my money though?
Not when you're going to make them poor.
You know, I'm making myself poor. All the tacos will be eaten out here, man.
It's reciprocal.
Circle of life.
What you been up to, man?
Oh, you know, just working, you know, dealing with bullshit in my life as I usually do. But
hell yeah. What about musically?
Musically? Not a damn thing. Just downloading songs on my phone and listening to my music while I work. That's all I do.
Hell yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with a hard
And then, of course, I look forward to it because, you know, my work gets me through my week, so I can come out here and chill with the boys every weekend and get fucked up like I always do.
Try to. So, what do we got on the plate today? What are we going for?
Well, I mean, it was kind of like, you know, a little impromptu podcast. You know, we just decided just to go ahead and just start one up. Didn't come up with an actual subject to talk about, you know, stuff to talk about. But, I mean, I just say, fuck it. We just wing it. Just whatever comes to mind, man.
Well, what about
we talk
some music?
About football. We can talk about music. We can talk about just no politics, though.
Damn.
You know, we gotta keep that out
you
of.
Ain't gonna build no walls today or what?
Hell no. Got someone here that might get offended.
Damn.
But anyway,
there's four brown people.
Well, but some other people, so even though they're brown, they have other opinions about it. But.
See, look, you're already starting.
But we're not gonna get into that today. So, how you doing, Dan? Do you know what's cracking in your life, man?
Oh man, fucking right now, a lot of things actually. So, I got my boy Rudy here, your producer.
Uh huh.
Me and him is getting stuff done for his brand. Our brand, Villains and Saints.
Yeah, you know, I heard there's also another thing in the making. It's going actually kind of already got up off the ground a little bit, right?
Right. So that is the other thing that me and him have been putting together. That's the Fat Boys Print Shop. That's where instead of just putting out our own brand, this is where we can make your brand happen. Mm-hmm. So if you got ideas, you got creativity, let's put that creativity on a t-shirt and let people see it.
Yeah.
So, we got our print press. We got everything going. We got what we need. All we need now is the customer. So if you're listening and you got some shirts you want to do, hit us up.
So it's legit now. You guys are up and rolling. Everything. Yeah. Like, all you need now is a clientele come through the door.
Yeah, we got
a couple
people.
I want to put this on a t-shirt.
Yep.
If it's a saying or whatever the fuck it is, you guys will do it, right?
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do the one-offs. But we're looking more to do a lot of different things. It's not just the people who need one or two. We want to do
multiple.
Your schools. We want to do your businesses. You guys want to do like potlucks and have it themed to wait.
Like family reunions.
Family reunion
like
stuff. Yeah. Hey, man, you hit us up. We can do that for you. The email address is fatboysprintshop@gmail.com. That's PHATBOYZ and then print shop. all one word, at gmail.com.
Yeah, make sure you guys got that down.
And, you know, right now I'm using my cell phone for this. So if you want to hit me up, it's 559-776-3689.
Or if you want to hit them up for some booty calls out there. You know.
Oh, I'm down for that, too.
Females only.
Maybe one or two.
No, shit. It depends on what kind of a mood you're in, right?
Just don't give me no white claws.
Oh, shit. You're not talking about white hands either.
Damn, I'm all right with that. But, yeah, so that's the other thing that we're flowing into right now. We got our print press. We got everything that we need to get this moving. We got a couple of clientele, so that's nice. We just want to get some more. We want to make your creativity shine through. I keep posting
that's
this.
That's awesome,
print
man.
Your creativity, and I want to get that off the ground.
That's fucking dope.
I really want people's minds to be like, you know, I got this idea. And trust me, once you get an idea in your head and you see it on a shirt or something that everybody's going to see, that motivation kicks in.
Oh, yeah.
They're all about it.
The people
that
are just sitting there, like, thinking all day long, driving or, you know, doing whatever they're doing, babysitting the kids, you know, watching the kids, do whatever the fuck they're doing.
Yeah. Check out my boy Rudy right here, man. Fucking, he's just sitting on the couch, thinking about things, going through his mind.
His wheels are constantly spinning anyway, man. You know, he's got.
And he burst something great. He got something good going. We got something going.
The Villains of Saints clothing, yeah. And then, of course, the Fat Boys Press, and then, of course, you know, the podcast that he, you know, that we like to do around here every once in a while. And, you know, this guy is just constantly busy. Plus, working on fucking airplanes. Making motherfuckers fly. You know what I'm saying?
Not just any airplanes.
What kind?
The ones that fucking save our lives.
That's right.
Fighter jet.
The red, white, and blue.
That's right. Save our lives, goddammit.
America. Yeah. As we sit here and we sip our brew, chilling in this garage right here in Fresno, California, we have the boys in the house, of course. Rudy Herrera, my producer, and we got the guy behind me, the quiet guy, Mr. Jesus. We'll call him Jesus.
What's up?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, damn, sir. Man. Yeah, man. And I'm surrounded by nothing but fucking Cowboy and Raider fans right now, man. I'm the only Niner fan in the house.
But still,
you know, I hold my shit down. Fucking. Let's see what we got on the menu as far as music today goes. Let me see what we bumping today, Mr. Producer.
Let's just go into this, man. Go ahead and throw that up, man.
What's that?
Whatever song you got rolling right now.
That's the background jazz.
All right. So, you know, as we like to sit here and talk, you know, get the business stuff going out there and just have a good time, bullshit, drink, and talk about whatever comes to mind. We also love to bring you some music, which is, of course, the experience, you know, just the music that we like to play for you is kind of based off of our lives, you know, whatever happened in your life or my life or anybody else's life.
Let me ask you a question then.
What's up?
Since we're talking about all this motivational stuff, all this creativity, what song comes to mind when you think of that stuff? What comes to your mind to get you amped up to do something?
You know what? Honestly, like a good, you know, like a good rap jam, you know, like, you know, yeah, some kind of like stuff from like Tupac or, you know, stuff like that, you know, just, I don't know, for some reason, you know, because you see where he came from the streets, motivating himself to get out there, you know, the gangbang, but, you know, this motherfucker made money doing his shit, you know, but it's just, you know, just a little prime example like that,
so,
you know.
Sweet deal. While he's getting that jumping, you know, I was going to say one that comes to mind for me is out of left field. It's not everybody's cup of tea, but Kirk Franklin, Stomp.
Oh, why is that?
Because not everybody likes gospel style music. I mean, it's got a funky beat to it. You got a whole choir behind you to me that's musically sound. And that shit just pumps me up. It makes me want to do stuff.
There you go.
You know, just.
Well, everybody has their
feeling.
Everybody has their music that primes them up. They get some, you know, up and going. And, you know, everyone's different. Some people like to listen to metal. Some people like to listen to gospel as you, or, you know, Spanish music or country music or whatever.
Why,
the fuck.
Why you got to point at Jesus?
Because he's the guy that looks like the guy in the tapatio bottle, man.
Hey, that guy back there, you know, he's got to love that Mexican shit.
Yes, he does, man. Well, one of these days, we'll devote a podcast to Mexican music, but I don't know. Throw that Tupac up. That's right. Money over bitches. You don't want to struck with me.
As a rider, the catcher, watch getting motherfuckers to pay. I got no time for these bitches, cause these hoes try to play. Simone and Mill, ticket mission, wanna meet. So I'm wishing competition got me blitz. On that bullshit, they stress.
Motivated by certain, you know, artists right. and music and whatever so, else. And the one that you were talking about is Stomp, right?
Yeah, it's Stomp by Kirk Franklin. What's up, Joe G?
Oh, shit. Got Joe G in the house.
Rolling through.
What's happening, man? How you doing, brother?
Wow, right. that you got real loud
right
moment.
Here. We are actually recording a podcast right here. So, yes, what we are saying is going on there. It'll be heard. And, you know, this guy every single year throws the dopest, fattest Halloween parties. And fucking on the
board. Well, see, now he's made him more family friendly because it's not a party anymore. Now he does the haunted house.
But before it was party, Halloween parties.
Yeah.
And then he just like evolved into the whole haunted house thing. This boy had a horse out there, everything.
But you know what?
Not a live one.
That is dope, man. Like, not a lot of people take that, you know, initiative to do something.
Yeah, they don't have the mind power to build
something.
Well, it's
not even just that. That nobody has the sense of community to do something like that for kids.
Yeah.
Well, you know? Joe G over here putting it down, got the whole families and everything.
And then he's talking about doing something even bigger next year. You know, and
I'm hearing rumors of mazes and shit.
I'm hearing mazes, like, and I'm hearing fucking streets probably getting cut off. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just this guy is not going to stop, man. Yeah. Until he fucking reaches.
It's neither here nor there. I will neither confirm nor deny any of these things, but
yeah.
I'm going to say this. Regardless of what happens, you know it's always a good time, and it's always a good showing
right.
for everybody.
My boy Joe G right
and
here.
You know, what makes it that much better is this motherfucker's got a taco truck that comes out.
Oh, woo! Yeah, I heard about the taco
Dude,
truck.
Dude, those tacos was fire. What was it, Jeanette's Tacos? Dude, and tacos. Man.
Where's she from? Here in Fresno?
Yeah, she actually, her truck is right down the street.
Oh, she does the one over here on Clovis?
Ah, yeah, right. Shit. Okay, cool. Jeez. But then, like I was saying at the beginning of the podcast, there's like, the fucking Fresno's the taco capital of the world. You could just get your pick from anyone. And once busy, so, just go to the next block. You'll find like four more right there.
So what you're saying is, Fresno got to evolve a little bit. Let's keep half these trucks going, and let's try something different. You know, what was that shit that was on The Simpsons? Kumklush.
Kumklush.
Kumklush. Get some of that.
Get some of that crab juice. There. Yeah.
Make that shit real.
We got that song up and running yet?
We're going to listen to Stomp by Kirk Franklin.
Kirk Franklin. This is Dan Medina's motivation. This kind of music that gets his wheels spinning. You know, that kind of music. To where he gets creative and does whatever else he needs to do.
It's just one of many.
Yeah.
But, you know, I feel like it's just one of those songs that even when you hear it and you ain't that into the gospel kind of deal, it's got like that good funky rap kind of background to it.
Yeah, yeah.
And just, you wouldn't know it was a gospel song.
Until you hear the lyrics.
Until you hear the lyrics and then you go into it. But it's just funky. I dig it. And a lot lately, like, it hasn't just been all that for me. Like, lately I'm listening to this Tadal. I don't know if you've heard of this cat.
Who?
Tadal?
No,
and FJK or FKJ. Oh, yeah. I can hear it now. All right, let's get into this Kirk Franklin. We'll come back on that.
Yeah, we'll finish up the subject here in a minute.
Put them hands together and act like you know it's been hit. Cheap beat. Up to
See, like, I remember listening to that stuff and just got me so amped up to do stuff, like, for the day. It was, like, the only day out of the week that I would do anything because I heard that song that morning. I was like, every other day I was like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to skip it.
Play this one, you know, just put on Stomp and just stomp away at the idea.
It's just one of those songs for me. It's kind of just, you know, hey, again, that shit goes on, I'm ready to go out and move. You know,
there you go.
Something about it.
Yeah, well, people have their motivations, man. Whatever gets them going, and that's your song right there. Is it just that song, or is it just
all kinds of weird shit that I go through. It's like that one day is just like, boom, that's what's doing it for me. You know, just, damn, all right. I just heard that shit go way high. My bad, y'all.
Sound like that bomb that went off a little while ago.
Yeah, that was crazy, right?
Was
maybe it was an M80. Like, someone had some leftover shit from
From fucking 4th of July, or maybe who knows where the fuck. I mean, I don't know. That sounded like it was louder than an M80. Like,
Japan Negro Saki?
Hiroshima Nagasaki. Don't want to offend the black listeners out there. Of course, quoting the movie. We got to, you know, make sure that we don't be a menace.
Don't be a menace.
Yeah. And the mail truck, you know.
Nope.
We got a problem.
And then, quick shout out to my homie, John Witherspoon.
Yes, Pops.
Pops gone, man.
Man. Well, if we weren't inside his garage, I would spill one out for him right now, man. Because, you know, don't want to make a mess of my producer, Rudy's floor right here, my homie. But we'll do one later,
we'll do one later.
But Pops, man, John Witherspoon, rest in peace. 77 years old.
Damn.
Passed away,
He didn't even look that old.
He did. Some movies made him look old, though. Like spiders having a meeting in the head.
Damn.
Whatever the fuck else, man.
Those who don't know, great movies. Friday. He played Pops on Friday. Yeah. He was the father.
Tell your daddy. Yes,
he played a lot of daddies, I tell you that.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, on Boomerang, remember he was
David
Alan Grier's dad, and then the mom, of course, was Miss Pearly.
Yeah.
You know, that's not to me. It's like they also played a husband and wife on House Party.
That's right, they did.
Yeah, they were so it's like, you know, it was like it was like a shout out on fucking Friday After Next. Was it Friday After Next?
It was Friday After Next.
Yeah, it was like a shout out to those two movies right there when they goes, tell your daddy, I say hi.
Really nasty.
Like, you like that your son's a fag? Mustache and get that lined up. Man. Well, what you sipping on over there, Mr. Dan Medina?
Oh, I just got me a nice little Bud Light. Just taking it easy today.
All right.
About to give me a White Claw in a minute. That's right. I said it.
You get a White Claw. On my Modelo right here, my tall can.
So this is a hack for anybody who's listening to this. If you are a heavy beer drinker and you feel yourself get full, it's the wheat and everything that's in it that makes you feel bloated and stuff. Halfway through your session, grab a White Claw. Drink two of them bastards. I guarantee that full feeling is going to go away. And then you continue on. And by the time you're that drunk, by the time you get that drunk, you ain't going to taste the White Claw anyway. It's no longer about flavor.
I heard White Claw is like a Zima or something like that.
It's not even a Zima. It's a seltzer. So it's basically club soda and vodka.
Okay. All right.
But it doesn't have any wheat, which makes you not get bloated.
The bloatedness,
That's right. It's all science, baby. It's all science.
There's
logic in here.
Course, a little bit of knowledge behind the alcoholic drinks that you consume.
Spurts of inspiration. I hear stomp, things just come to mind.
See, look at that. You already got his brain flowing over there, man. It's already just stuff's gonna start coming out, man.
But since we got some other fellas here, hey guys, anybody want to throw a song out there that just makes you feel motivated to do something, regardless of what it is, whatever song it is?
What song is it that you guys like that you listen
metal,
to?
Metal, rap.
Yeah, Ludacris,
bitch. Tell your brain to move, bitch.
You know what? You know what? If that's your go-to, I'm gonna say go ahead and play that. Damn.
Hit him in the field. No love for Luda.
Damn.
He ain't even tell you to move, bitch. Gonna sit there and be like, I ain't going nowhere.
Rest in peace, Chris Bridges.
Damn. Well, pour one out for him too later on. Shit. At least to his music career, because I know he ain't been around for a while.
He's still doing the Fast and Furious, though.
Furious.
More fucking Furious.
He came on the Hobbs and Shaw movie?
I think so.
Damn.
I don't know.
Uh-oh. It's all good, man. What we got here?
Just a beat.
just the beats that we're going to right here on this podcast. For those of you who don't know, hold on real quick. My name is Spanish Fly. How's everybody doing out there? Doing the Spanish Fly experience. Just doing things a little bit differently. Before it was all about like an actual radio show where I would talk before music and stuff like that. But now we got the boys together here and we just fucking wing it. Talk about whatever the fuck comes to mind.
Except politics, apparently.
Yeah, except politics. We don't want to do that. But
no one ever wants to talk to me about
a little
that.
While ago, we were talking about the t-shirt business and, of course, also the press, the t-shirt press business, right?
Right.
You know, the print shop, my bad. I didn't know what to call it, the print shop.
Put that in your back pocket.
Put that in the back pocket.
Dude,
and keep it
I was
right
way
there.
Far away from that mic, and it still did that.
It
my
popped.
I'm beatboxing this morning.
Oh, shit.
Niggas is hungry.
Niggas is hungry these days. Hard as
Tyrese, why ain't you doing more movies?
Neither, your stomach's empty. You try to eat that mic. Ooh, hungry. So, what's up, man?
I still say Tyrese should make more movies.
Yeah. I don't know. He was trying to be a motivational speaker a while back. He was talking about relationships and shit.
Yeah, he got bad ones, so I don't know what he's trying to be.
I know, man.
Saints.
Shit, you didn't know nothing. I think he just go back to see him on
you
the bus.
Don't know, right?
See
look,
the
get hook. Back on that Coca-Cola commercial.
Yeah.
Sing the hook. Whatever the hell that was.
He was harmonizing.
No, it was like a Coke commercial.
Yeah, or, not always Coca-Cola. Yeah. Yeah, I guess he was just like throwing his own.
I don't remember the rhythm to that. Do you remember the rhythm to that?
Well, yeah, someone remember that.
But what? Sing it. Hum it.
Oh, you do it.
I don't know it. Or else
I don't either. Right now, hey. I don't want to sing it. I just don't want to just talk. I just want to talk, not sing.
All right, so what about... All right, so Joe, Jesus, we heard his. You guys got like a favorite motivational song that comes to mind? I see you both looking at your phones.
I do, actually.
All right.
I
want to
come speak.
Oh, yeah.
Over here.
Don't get too close.
No, I got one. I would say mine is actually by LL Cool J, and it's Headsprung.
Oh, all right.
Headsprung.
That's a good
jam, that one. That one just. That's just
an underrated jam.
Feel good song that just it hits my soul a lot differently than
most people.
Than other stuff. So that would be mine.
I don't know. I feel like that's an underrated song right there.
Yeah,
not a lot of people actually listen to that.
That
was one of my favorite songs from him that not a lot of people listen to. Good job.
And you wouldn't even think it would be LL Cool J because, I mean, you hear the song, the background is just like crazy.
At first,
like,
I thought it was Will Smith.
I was going to say Will Smith.
That whole beat to it, though, that whole really chilly in here. Yeah, see? Big Willie. That's what it sounded like he said. I was like, damn, I thought I was Will Smith when I put
it. All right, we're going to throw on this Headstrong real quick. I'm going to tell you how to cause an attack. Timberland ladies love on the track. Love me with the ice pop champagne. Don't forget I used to ride on the train. When I put the ride, call my name. Go crazy in the mall with James. Don't cat not ill like me. Bring the women in the jail for free. Let me tell you, girl, don't try me.
Skip with it.
strong up in this bitch tonight.
Big Willie.
Big Willie.
Dang, bro, it sounded like that when I first heard it.
It did sound like that, though. You ain't gonna lie. It did sound like that, man.
Clown all you want.
But they'll be clowning you
home. Well, I slipped my white claw.
I was gonna say, they'll be clowning you with that white claw. You'll be taking that Alka-Seltzer of alcohol with her, I guess.
Don't hate on me.
Don't hate on you, man. It's all good. Hey, enjoy your brew, man. Sip on that bitch. Yes, sir.
It's a claw, baby.
Spanish Fly up in the house alongside Mr. Dan Medina.
Yeah, how you doing?
All right, we got my boy Rudy Herrera, my producer over there, behind him, behind the mic, behind the scenes, getting all the music and everything.
Talking all that shit.
Talking all that shit. About that white claw.
You know you want some.
And of course, that song right there was my homeboy Joe G's motivation right there. You know,
Big Willie.
Listening to that song when you made out that fucking haunted house? Did you get that shit going or?
No, I didn't.
Oh, shit. Well, see you, man.
I should
have. Yeah. Man, he probably would have came out with something stronger, something bigger, man. Fucking.
Yeah. Might have got headstrong out there.
Oh, headstrong out there. That horse was headstrong. I heard it was headless, the horse, though. Wasn't it headless?
No, the man riding it was headless.
Oh, the man riding
the horse
headless.
Had a head. Horse,
oh, shit. The opposite of a centaur, then.
I felt like an asshole driving with that guy.
Damn. Why, make people like, hey, so you feel sad?
Everybody.
You can have a fake one, but I can't have a real one.
Everybody was looking at it. Everybody was honking their horns.
Yeah.
So,
well, they thought you actually had a horse, like a real horse back there. You had the animal rights activist back there.
It was
fucking
just chilling in the bed, and then actually this guy seen it.
It was PETA.
PETA was out there hauling ass after his ass.
We got a story to tell.
This
is a story. Hold on. So like, I had a buddy over. We're going over some ideas and shit like that. And then he's like, hey, let's go to the store. Let's go get some brew. I'm like, all right, cool. He's like, hey, how's the neighborhood? Neighborhood's cool? I'm like, yeah, everybody's here. It's pretty fucking normal. And we turn the corner, and here goes fucking Joe and his fat ass horse taking out the back. And he's like, what the fuck? And I'm like, oh, shit. He goes, what's up with that guy? And then I stop. And he's like, what are you doing? And then I start talking to Joe, because obviously I know Joe. And he's like, is that your buddy? And I'm like, yeah, that's my buddy. He goes, what the fuck's it with you and your people, man? Like, how come you don't? Oh my god!
I don't know where this guy come from.
That's
man.
Some normal shit. Ass shit, you know. Just
is it normal to carry a horse around?
I go, that doesn't weird me out. The only thing that weirded me out is that we had a T-Rex hanging out of the back of the truck 1 year.
Oh shit! Hey, but a question to my boy Joe, man. Where the fuck did you get that horse at, bro? Where did you get that shit at, man?
So it's actually kind of funny. My girl, her parents, they used to have like those big horses. Now this is a full size horse,
let's go down a little bit. This is a full size horse that it is. So it's probably about eight feet high or so. But my girl's parents, they used to travel fairs and stuff. They used to sell them. So her parents still have like four of them at their house.
Was it like props or something? Or
they just used to sell them for whoever wanted to use it.
Hey,
for
Jesus, what do they sell those for?
and it was actually my girlfriend's dad who came up with the idea. He was like, hey, like, we have the horse, why don't you use it for Halloween for the haunted house? So I was like, all right. So, you know, we loaded it up, threw it in the back of the bed. Originally, I was going to stand it up, but it just looked ridiculous standing up. I mean, imagine. either way, it looked fucked up. I mean, imagine like an 8-foot horse just standing up on your truck. So then we laid it down.
It's either going to be alive.
But the head was sticking out like outside of it, so
should have put blood on its mouth while you were driving.
Oh, I know that would scare the shit out. Man, you trying to flip out little kids and shit out there.
Yes,
it was bad.
Yeah.
And I was scared because, like, I know it was heavy, but I didn't want to go. I didn't want to take the freeway or anything, so I took the back roads, and I ended up going through the west side. I ended up going through the west side with this horse on my bed, and everybody was just honking and taking pictures. There were some preachers out there in this corner. They went running towards me, but I was acting like I didn't see him because I was so ashamed that I had this big ass horse in my truck. I just wanted to get
damn.
Home as fast as I could.
And then I would have been loud and proud, but I said,
oh, man. And then, you know, like
horses for sale.
Like Rudy said, and when I pulled up, he was pulling out. Oh, sorry about that.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, watch out.
And there. The rest, and you guys know the rest.
180 turn, yeah. That's the story right there. What a twist.
You know what? Joji's very good at telling stories.
Yeah, man. That was pretty.
This isn't the first one I've heard about him pulling out, so.
Yeah. pulling up and pulling out.
We'll save that one for another time.
That pull-out game is strong. A little bit. Except for them three kids you get.
Yeah.
It's a hey, hey, only two are mine.
Hey.
Talking about motivation right here. We got one more person in the house that we should go ahead and ask about motivation.
I guess
we
should.
My boy Jesus, man. We just ask him.
We don't want to make him
right here, man. We don't want to leave him out, man. We don't want to leave him hanging over here, man. We might want to pass him the microphone, man. Just let him have a... Have a look at it, man. Because, man, you know. All right, pass it over. What's up, Jesus?
What's up, Big Pippin? What's up, Big Pippin?
All right, over here, just chilling, man. You know, just drinking, having fun. Yeah. So we're talking about motivation. So, like, you know, songs that motivate you. What kind of song gets your, like, motivation going, gets your brain clicking?
Los Tucanes!
No. I mean, I listen to all kinds of type of music, and it's very hard to even pinpoint. But as I was going through my list, I saw this one song. I was like, you know what? This one actually keeps you going. But it's called Out of Control by Mobb Deep. And that one, hey, that one gets me going.
Mobb Deep.
Damn.
Mobbing deep. Right. To his brain, get his
he
shit
going.
He
likes to Mobb Deep.
Yeah, Mobb Deep in other ways, too, before he pulls out.
Damn.
Damn.
You don't pull out either, bro.
Oh, I know, man. You got an army. Got a gang of them.
This one's got a militia, so I don't think you're pulling out shit.
Pull out game ain't strong, huh? Damn.
Yeah. Mobb Deep, damn. You know, that's not something that people talk about too much.
Not very many
people actually listen to Mobb Deep.
Well, only people they talking about Mobb Deep was Tupac because they say them sickle cell shit, you know.
Right? But I swear, you know, I think I know my boy pretty good. I thought he was going to pull out some Wu-Tang or something. But yeah. Mobb Deep...
Yeah. But his number one motivation is Mobb Deep.
No, his number one motivation is Between the Sheets.
Actually, that was another way. That's when he wants to make kids.
That motivates me for other things.
Yeah. It's like it just leads into the other one, to that. Yeah. All right, we got that song queued up.
He's doing his thing. Don't worry about him. You'll get to it. Look, he's got it ready.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't rush him.
We're doing it right now. That's not it.
Oh shit. Hey guys, how you doing?
Damn, that fucking White Claw is starting to go
through. Hey man, it's like 7-Up. It makes everything just come back out.
Sale de cancer.
Todo eso. Todo. Todo se acaba. Oh shit.
That and Vicks. We might as well just throw some Vicks in that motherfucker.
Nah, when it comes to that shit, I go to Asian style. I get Tiger Bomb.
Oh,
that
shit
just works better.
Thought you could see some pho or something.
Ooh, that does sound good though.
Hey man, I don't know. You posted a picture of some pho the other day. I wasn't, man.
Oh,
where
is
that place at, man?
That's Pho 89. That's over there on, Cedar and Herndon.
Cedar and Herndon.
So right next to that Bad Blitz car wash. Ooh, nice. Shit, fire. But the other one I did before that was when fucking me and the boy fucking Bear went out to fucking go see the Raider game.
Out,
we stopped at Modesto and went to this place called Pho Viet.
Oh, okay.
Fub yet. All right, we're going to stop that anyway. Sorry. Right.
We'll talk
Mobb
about
Deep.
That shit after this song.
That Mobb Deep. Sharp knives, revolvers, the automatic jam at the wrong time. See, look, he's just getting all swinging bells, all Twitter pages now.
The fuck going on? Like I ain't got nothing to live. Like as if you had guns to my kids. Fuck going on now. Word up, though. Check it, yo. Yo, you know the type of style of shit that rides my dick. Pop me a nigga quicker than the police. Leave more wounds than a whole room full of chicks. You running while I'm gunning, cause you a bitch. I heard niggas talking like they going dead minds. I got enough guns, we can make the headlines. I'm from a place where the realest niggas get murdered.
Alright, so got a little bit of technical difficulties. We thought that was the song. Unfortunately, my apologies. Rap will be in 3 weeks. No, we can't do that to my boy. Nah. It's all right. It's going to be cool. All right. So we got the one. All right. Here it is.
like it's okay. Trust me, man, it's okay. Bounce with me in slow-mo. When they hear the kid in the house, they're like, oh no. 50 got them open again. They open again. Got them sipping on that juice and gin. You can find me in the background, burning that backwoods. Styling, stunting, doing my two-step frontin'. Now I'ma tell you what them told me, homie. Just lose your parental discretion. Advise, this is punk for music. Now blend in with me as I proceed to break it down. It's always off the chain, man, when I'm around. I play the block pumping. It was all for the dough. I get the club jumping, cause I'm sick with the flow. You know it's so loud, like wherever I go. I jam back the show, man, that's for sure. I got the info, you already know. Man, I get it popping in the club. Everybody show me love, let's go. You know I got what it takes to make the club go out of control. Quit playing, turn the music up a little bit. Bounce with me now, shout it, let's get into it. You know I got what it takes to make the club go out of control. Quit playing, turn the music up a little bit. Bounce with me now, homie, let's get in.
You wanna search me, to search me, but hurry up, cause I'm thirsty. I need that brand in my system, peak on my side twisting. In club, through babe, with a chick that go both ways. Let me see that ID for room for. Put a drink till the worm is gone. Hit the dance floor like a scene from soul porn. For it pop, make them sign a disclaimer. Try to get me on some pop shit, these tricks are framing. But in any event, he fucking with 50, it makes sense into them dollars, the hoes wanna holler. But you looking at a nigga that done came from the squalor. Now my money's so long, I could pop your collar. Now follow, say nothing, let me see you swallow. In my crib, got the cold air bathed, no problem. In the club, feed the liquor, otherwise we starve. So much green, getting twisted like potato garden. Let's go.
You know I got what it takes to make the club go out of control. Quit playing, turn the music up a little bit. Bounce with me now, shout it, let's get in the room. You know I got what it takes to make the club go out of control. Quit playing, turn the music up a little bit. Bounce with me now, homie, let's get in the room.
You already know how I go, I bang, I shine. I play, I stay, I'm going for mines. I'm young, I'm black, I'm rich, and yes, I'm getting in the motherfucking project steps. I'm cool, I'm calm, you looking real stressed. I'm strapped, I'm on kick, hold your head. I'm known for gap popping. When I got problems, I don't run, I just gun you all up. But we ain't come here to start no drama. We just looking for our future baby mamas. With money, with face, with style and body. I cook, I clean, I swear that mommy. Just as long as you don't go off and tell nobody. I go down low, I'm lying, I'm trying my best to let you know. Sugar pop, get that P, the doc beat. Make it easy to get him in the bed sheets.
No, I got what it takes to make the club go out of control. Quit playing, turn the music up a little bit. Bounce with me now, shout it, let's get in the room. You know I got what it takes to make the club go out of control. Quit playing, turn the music up a little bit. Bounce with me now, homie, let's get in the room.
That's a high sign.
Yes.
Motherfucker goes out and have a smoking girl call him back. Hey, hey. Birds
flying around the air. Bombs going off.
Got to coordinate.
Coordinate.
That's right. Bombs were going off like Baghdad in this moment.
Yeah, man. That's good. I know. Scaring everybody around this bitch. Think he even woke up that horse that Joji had, man.
Right.
Shit. Brought it back to life.
How you going to wake up a plastic horse? Don't worry about it.
Shit, he got his ways of doing it. Yeah.
All Hallows Eve.
Hallows Eve.
That's right, made it fancy.
So what's going on, everybody? Spanish Fly right here in the house alongside my boys. We got OG, we got Rudy over there. We got Dan Medina over there. We got my homeboy Jesus right here. We're all talking about our motivations.
I got one.
All right.
All right.
What's up? It's about time. Hold on.
What?
Okay.
Oh, all shit, right. You guys to find a song, man.
First of all, you short.
Couple of Bruce
you didn't say what we had to talk shit on. I'm fat. You fatter.
I'm fatter.
Shit. You brown.
I don't think anybody could be fatter than Dan Medina, though. Shit.
By the way, I'm pointing at Jesus. As if you didn't know, radio can show us brown.
Damn. Just lift up his sleeve. Show everybody.
Yeah. Ramon Jayala? Selena? To make you upset. And it worked.
Might as well throw a ja-ja-ja on that motherfucker.
Woo! You can't Jaja him. You get all mad because you say Jaja.
Oh, shit. Hey, man.
He's
ha-ha.
All of a sudden, he's Jewish.
Got that popcorn stuck in his throat. Shit.
Next time, you
gotta
drop the plug.
What's up, man? That one. Talk about Villains of Saints clothing, and of course, also talking about Fat Boys Pretty. That's what it's called, right? Damn.
You know what?
I don't care right now, man.
You're doing a lot of things, and a lot of those things is wrong.
Ah, well, you know what? It's all good.
Don't. So what my boy is trying to say,
when we driving the plug,
you want to do some fresh clothes, you want to get some fresh gear, you want to get all that good stuff, Villains of Saints Clothing, villainsofsaintsclothing.com, go pick your stuff up. If you want to print your own stuff, if you want to use your creativity, print that, make yourself look good with your own duds, hit up Fat Boys Print Shop. We will get that hooked up for you. Hit us up at Facebook. We got our Facebook. It's fb.e/facebook/fatboysprintshop.com.
I never seen so much disrespect.
So much from this.
That's all.
And, good. You know, just, you
I
know.
I was a little behind on that one, but it's all good. Here.
We'll do your bar mitzvahs. We'll do fucking your anniversary if you want to get your wife a t-shirt. Christmas is all over the place, right? We about to drop them.
Yeah,
we're
dropping Christmas before Thanksgiving, man.
And matter of fact, I'm told there might be a Villains and Saints discount coming through for that Black Friday sales. You don't know.
But you wouldn't know unless you follow us.
Exactly. You got to follow us on Instagram. You got to follow us on Facebook. You're going to get all that good stuff. You're going to get all the codes to get that for you.
VillainsandSaintsClothing.com. Yes, right. Of course, you know how we were dropping it before. We were dropping the on it. Everybody know what's going on. Yes, turning on the light on that subject right there.
All right, so let's hit this on Rudy's motivation.
What is Rudy's motivation, man? What is the song that gets his mind going? What's the song?
We ain't even gonna announce it. We're just gonna let him play it.
Yeah,
and then we'll clown him afterwards. Or we might not. Who knows?
Whatever comes to mind. Fuck it. Who cares?
You know, it all depends. You know, Jesus was kind of, but you know, I dug it. You know, Mobb Deep, that's some good shit. That shit I haven't heard in a long fucking time.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was going straight up for fucking Vicente or something.
I thought Ramona Yalas or Selena or something. You know,
the only other thing that he could have gone for is country, because that's like Mexicans and white people.
Yeah, they connect somehow.
All right, so let's get in on this. This is Rudy's motivational jam. Let's hit it.
Let's drop it.
Like two bad nurses, then the pain from these here motherfucking verses. Ridiculous thirsts involving hearses. To the dirt shit first, fixing is in autos to work with. Slugs to the shirt shit, chest a squirt shit. I'm picking it with an expert kit. From birth to the earth split, it'll hurt bitch. Show you how worse it than worse get in a zone. See the vein when the pain repairs, and then the clothes and the curtains bitch.
When adrenaline's pumping,
I don't understand discussion. Only hear certain shit. I'm a misunderstood nigga, and I'm off my square. How got me reversing clips and dispersing shit?
What can I say to make you see how the fuck I feel? To make me wanna jump over the edge. I'm charged up and stuff is getting shot up on the legs. No pain instead of cane, I took a blood onto the head.
So tell me what it's
retaliate. We need the repercussion, not feeling reaper rushing and go into things like it's the wickedest dick. Flip the Benadryl, hop back up in the steel to get the kick of shit for niggas and bitches that I kick it with. I was born to get you pumped up. It's like some lead bust, cause I get motherfuckers a head rust. And your head bust when you jumped up. Cause what I said must have got you geek, my eyes red bust. For smoking shit, the niggas hit on the dime. Made me wanna slip the clipper on the side. And if you act like a bitch on the side, if we have to then the whole west side, and let the shit go on the ride.
That's
when
what
the trigger bust. Like when the motherfucker hop to go and pick up the pump. To make his opposition chest kick up and jump. When you lit up the gun. To make your body get
that's
up and jump. Like when the motherfucker had to come and pick up the pump to make a trigger kick up and dump. So turn the bass, kick up and bump, and let the rhythm fit
that's
up
what
the drum.
Rush.
Like when the motherfucker had to come and pick up the pump to make his opposition chest kick up and jump. When you lit up the gun to make your body get
that's
up
your
and jump.
Rush.
Like when the motherfucker had to come and pick up the pump to make a trigger kick up and dump. So turn the bass, kick up and bump, and let the rhythm fit off the drum. Pulling up and bailing out like we car sick and ready to start shit. Start a burying some hairs like an ostrich and load the whole cartridge and throw the shells in the garbage. The hardest the motherfuckers. could never achieve what I've accomplished. Young bucks, my accomplice, located his existence with my sixes like a compass. And selling on a journey to astonish and stop this. Rush up in the hearts of other niggas to get them charged. What's the real reason? All you haters trying to murder me, so now it's kill season. And even though I'm still bleeding, I'ma keep coming because I'm still breathing. And y'all can't trace me. I'm burying my victims in the wall like Gacy. Too lyrical. And since it's nipple, my umbilical, these flows me critical. My music is miracles like I'm biblical. Kill like I'm nutty and a buddy love, but still wouldn't leave a bloody glove. Let's start the truck up. Let's beat the fuck up. Get away smoking the blood duck. Adrenaline pumping veins, he broke my pump up.
And I'm calibrated at 360 degrees. See, that's 300 niggas that's gonna die about 60 slugs to do this gene cycle. We too much for the industrialists to fuck with this. On the brink of fucking up some shit. Dismantle, deduct some shit. It's hard to imagine what niggas got nerves to do. So I guess I just take that fucking nerve from you, then think what I'm on the verge to do. And I got the urge to ooh, let semi close your curtains, fool. From killing the verses, fool, I be one of the worstest, dude. I'm the worstest. Look about 9 millimeters above your surface. Unleash these things, then I defeat your purpose, bitch.
Let your adrenaline rush. Like when the motherfucker have to come and pick up the gun. To make his opposition chest kick up and jump. When you lit up the gun, to make your body get
let
up.
Let your adrenaline
gun.
Rush.
Like when the motherfucker have to come and pick up the pump. To make a trigger kick up and dump. So turn the bass kick up and bump. And let the rhythm lit
let
up
your
the
adrenaline
drum.
Rush.
Like when the motherfucker have to come and pick up the pump. To make his opposition chest kick up and jump. When you lit up the gun, to make your body get
let
up
your
and
adrenaline
jump. Like when the motherfucker have to go and pick up the pump. To make a trigger pick up and dump. So turn the bass kick up and bump. And let the rhythm fit up the drum.
Another one?
Your last one. God damn it. You know what?
Yeah, you know what?
If you ain't...
What we talking
why
about?
Why aren't we ever on the same page, god damn it?
I'm don't know, man. You, just today be, for some reason, gonna, it just...
I'm telling you. Look, god damn it. Listen, people. This is one thing you gotta realize. A lot of this shit that happens in this fucking garage is stupidity at its best, though. You laughing because it's true.
Yeah.
All I want this motherfucker to do is to end up being the last one. So he's gonna get
right,
two out of everybody.
Yeah. Well, we had everybody do their song, you know, talking
about because
their
it's
voice,
your show,
we're
gonna give you the last one.
Give me the last fucking song.
But don't worry about that right now because our producer just walked away.
Shit. What happened earlier? I walked away, and all of a sudden, this shit just went to hell.
All of a sudden, he's Drake. Just walk away.
Walk away. Remember that song, that video back in the '90s? Drake, don't walk away. Shit, yeah. Girls looking good in the collar sweaters.
Shit, don't walk away. I'll be right there for you.
I'm gonna have you sing that song at YOLO's next time, man.
Dude,
by yourself.
Start, look, I think this whole episode has just been like naming fucking local shit. And why stop there? YOLO Sushi, right there off of, what is that?
Beach and Kings Canyon?
Close to Beach and Kings Canyon.
Winery and Kings Canyon, yeah.
And that shit is fire. Mm-hmm. And they got some lovely ass ladies serving.
Yes, they do.
Delicious looking.
And once in a while, you get the ratchets that walk up in there and sing.
You can sing anything you want. Serving? Wait, hold on. What are you looking at? You looking at the sushi chef? There's three sushi chefs. Ooh, I want to make sure he washes her. Everybody's party.
So
is she Puerto Rican, like, or is she Dominican?
Cardio.
That's I ain't never do that shit.
That's
ain't
overweight
no way doing cardio.
Her, the overweight version.
Look, there's like five motherfuckers in this bitch. And I think maybe one person does cardio in this motherfucker. Maybe.
Yeah.
But YOLO Sushi, man. Y'all should go check that out. Bomb ass fucking sushi. Dope ass times. You can get the fucking, that tower of beer that they have. It's like,
damn.
It's fucking
cheap.
Get your
cups going. They fill up everybody at the table. Yeah. Get a couple of rounds going.
And not only that, if you in a musical mood, like we always are.
Yes, sir.
You got karaoke right there.
Karaoke.
Motherfucking karaoke.
Karaoke.
Motherfucking karaoke.
Damn.
All day.
Any sitting over on karaoke, yeah.
Serious. Fucking hella serious.
Go
get
take a
all
leak
that karaoke.
Go take a leak in the toilet.
You might get rid of some karaoke in the toilet.
In the toilet. On a fucking
you
soon day.
You
don't want to wait till soon day fun deal.
This show has gotten way too ethnic, but that makes me shit.
It's all good.
it's a joke because I'm looking right at Jesus when I said that.
He's just chilling back there, just drinking his brew. You know what? I'm not gonna lie, man.
What's that last motivational song, yo?
That last motivational song, man, fucking has to come from fucking my boy J. Cole, man.
J. Cole.
Yes, right. Talking about can't get enough, you know what I mean? Because, you know, just that song, just that beat that he just starts talking about, you know, just... It just gets me going, man. It just gets me fucking just, like, motivated to do some shit. Because
you can't get enough?
Can't get enough, man. Just can't get enough of that shit out there.
Tacos,
burritos. Tacos and whatever the fuck comes to mind, man. You know what I mean? As long as I got that motivation right there, even for fucking beer, Modelo, you know what I mean? Whatever the fuck it is.
Whatever it is.
Can't get enough of it, man.
You're the last thing I said. You don't know. You people aren't around.
Shit.
It's like Brokeback Mountain, this bitch.
Brokeback Mountain.
Especially when fucking Jesus going out to the mountains.
Oh shit! We'll leave that for the Cowboy fans. Can't get enough, J. Cole.
Can't get enough.
Can't get enough dick.
Damn.
Well, I always got people about dick with you.
It's always on his mind. Dick's on his mind.
Come here. Take that dick out of your shoulder. Put it in your mouth.
Put it in your mouth.
Fucking Dr. Dre has weird ass shit.
Yeah, he did. Fucking... Two Live Crew too, man. They always do some crazy shit. We're talking about that.
They do. But here we go, man. It's that joint. That ain't it, right?
That's not the joint. That sounded like it.
That's twice.
That sounded like it.
That's twice. Couldn't get no my B. Can't get no J. Cole.
Here we go. Bust the J. Cole. Can't get enough. That's right. Here we go.
On the Spanish flag.
Southside.
Can't get enough. Can't get enough. East side, west side, worldwide. Ride out. Nah, I ain't got no kids yet, but this right here's for practice. I hate to get the seats in the bins wet, but that's how good your ass is. Make an old man get his glasses. Make Wesley pay his taxes. Then follow your moves all week on Twitter. Probably make a gay nigga reconsider. You're now rocking with the best, man. Dress game down to the sex game. Won't rap, but the boy been blessed, man. Let you play with a stick, old bitch came. She calling, she texting, she's falling. But let me explain. Gotta tell your old boyfriend, skate girl, cause a nigga don't play them X games. Nope, straight sexing, no handcuff or arresting. And I ain't coming off on my last name, cause I really can't take no stressing. About where I done been, who I done hit. Your homegirl saying he a bad boy, but I'm signed to the rock. No time for the gossip, bitch, put down them tabloids.
She said, I heard you got a main chick, a mistress and some hoes. You be up to no good and everybody know. My homegirls tried to warn me, they tried to let me know. What you got, I need a lot, so I can't let you go.
She said, I can't get enough, can't get enough.
I need that.
I can't get enough, can't get enough.
I need that.
I can't get enough for what you got. Good guys, you hit the spot. Try to let go, but I just cannot. Don't you stop, I need it. Hey, glow, try to cold, hide it. Even way out in London town. Hoes holler cause they love my sound. And I got love for the underground. Quali, Pimp C, H-Town with Bungie down. Met a bad bitch that'll cut all night, that'll suck all night. You just cut off lights. Almost missed my flight, trying to get my last little nut. Alright, she be down for whatever. Whenever I wanna get up in the guts. Alright, never fuss or fight. On the grind trying to find this lead ace. I love it when you give me head. I hate it when you give me headaches.
She said, I heard you got a main chick, a mistress and some hoes. You be up to no good and everybody know. My homegirls tried to warn me, they tried to let me know. What you got, I need a lot, so I can't let you go.
She said, I can't get enough, can't get enough.
I need that.
I can't get enough, can't get enough.
I need that.
I can't get enough for what you got. Good guys, you hit the spot. Try to let go, but I just cannot. So don't you stop, I need it. Hey, cold world, baby, ain't nothing sunny. I see him hating, but it ain't nothing to me. I'm from the Ville where they bang for the money and carry 4-5s like change for a 20. So what I look like, skirt? Them niggas over there look like nerds. Never mind that, girl, let's make a track. I beat the pussy up, that's the hook right there. That's the hook right there. That's the hook right there. Never mind that, girl, let's make a track. I beat the pussy up, that's the hook right there.
She said, I heard you got a main chick, a mistress and some hoes. You be up to no good and everybody know. My homegirls tried to warn me, they tried to let me know. What you got, I need a lot, so I can't let you go.
She said, I can't get enough, can't get enough.
I need that.
I can't get enough, can't get enough.
I need that.
Enough for what you got. I guess he can't get enough.
Can't get enough.
That's that motivator for you, huh?
Yeah.
They get you.
Hell
Get you right in the boo-boo.
Can't get enough of that ass. Whatever the fuck it is. Whatever comes.
So your motivation is ass, right?
Just a little bit.
Starting all makes sense now.
Oh, well, just hey, you know, just fucking single man again out there. Just fucking just seeing what's cracking out there.
You like fish sticks?
Shit. Or as long as it smell like fish, huh?
Damn. Wow.
Chicken smell like fish, but tastes like chicken.
That was out there. I didn't know we were going that
far. Oh, shit. Do whatever you got to do.
I was bringing out some South Park shit. We went into fucking.
We went to a whole other level.
All right, brother. Well, it's been fun, man.
Yes, it was, man. It was a great show. You know, just talking about our motivation songs that motivate us. You know, fucking. It's a little impromptu podcast. We had a great time doing it. All you did. All the rest of the boys did as well, right?
Yeah.
All right,
so let's do that plug.
Just do that plug. VillainsAndSaintsClothing.com. That's right.
What's that about?
That clothing line that's out there that got some dopest fucking clothing line online right now. Check it out. Get you fucking fitted for the wintertime, man. Got that wintertime stuff dropping, right?
Oh.
Next couple of weeks, got that fucking wintertime dropping. Got long sleeve shirts and sweatshirts.
It's cold.
Everything.
Here.
Yeah. Go to VillainsAndSaintsClothing.com. We're going to fucking warm you up.
Yeah.
And of course,
what's up, Joe? You got something in mind?
He's thinking about his horse, man. He's thinking about that horse story you told earlier.
No, I really want to get that horse out of here.
That horse out. Like, where is that horse at anyway, man?
You keep saying horse, but I keep hearing whores.
Horse? Oh, shit. That's probably what's on my mind right now. Actually, where is that? Did you take it back? Or is it still there?
Me and Rudy moved it.
Oh, shit. So it's no longer there in your back?
It's on the side of my house by my shop.
So if you're around this area and you see a horse peeking out from the back, it might not be a horse. Just be aware. If you see a little blood, that's just
it's fake. Just from fucking Halloween, all right? Don't go calling fucking PETA, the animal control, or anything.
I mean, you could, but you're going to look like a fool.
Why do you want to do that to a poor Joe G, man? You want to do that to him, man?
And so, with that, we got the Villains of Saint Clothing, and then we also got
Fat Boys.
The Fat Boys Print Shop.
Yes, right.
Like I've been saying all night, come through, bring your creativity, bring your fucking motivation, bring what you can. We'll put that on the shirt for you, man. Cool. Dude, hit me up. You got two ways to hit me up. You hit me up on Facebook with the... That's there. Just hit up Fat Boys Print Shop in the search button. You can hit me up on my email at fatboysprintshop@gmail.com. Or you can hit me up on my phone. My phone number is 559-776-3689. And I'll hook you up.
He'll hook you up. Maybe with a t-shirt or maybe with a piece, you know, a little piece of the Damadina action, that funky Comadina action.
Oh, my God. It's so veiny.
All right, man. Spanish Fly out the door. We out of this bitch.
Thank y'all.
Thank you guys so much for listening. And
Joe G.
From my boy Rudy Herrera. My boy fucking Jesus right here. Mr. J in the house. Damn Dino over there. On Spanish Fly out the door. See y'all later.
Peace.
This episode of Spanish Fly Experience is brought to you by Villains and Saints Clothing. For the hottest streetwear, head to VillainsAndSaintsClothing.com and use promo code SPANISHFLY to get 10% off your next order.